Good morning. The time is 8:16 a.m. My name is Caitlin Woolsey, and joining me in the studio today, we have two guests. Jarek Hope Lang is here. Good morning, Jarek.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And Rebecca Polson is also in the studio with us. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
And we are here to talk about a very special event coming up tomorrow, the Dale DeArmond Art Show at the Yaw Center. And maybe before we get into the details of that event, Rebecca, could you tell us a little bit about Dale DeArmond? She lived in Sitka until her death in 2006. And maybe how did she get to Alaska, and what was the process for her of coming to Sitka and becoming a part of our community?
She came to Sitka, I think it was in the 30s. She met her husband, Bob DeArmond, Robert DeArmond, who was born in Sitka, and they met, I think they met a couple of times, and some of it he was known because he once rode a dory from Sitka to Seattle, you know, to go to high school.
A rowboat,
yeah.
Okay.
And I think the story was like one of her friends dared her to talk to him, and they ended up getting married and coming up here.
Okay. And that was in the 30s, you said?
I think so.
I didn't remember dates.
I should have looked up some more dates. But she was, I think, one of Alaska's greatest artists. Uh-huh. She was a... Sorry, she was a printmaker, and she did woodcuts, these incredible woodcuts, and then did wood engravings in her later years. And she lived a lot of her life in Juneau.
As a state librarian, too, right? She was the state librarian?
Well, no, the city.
City librarian?
Yeah.
Jarek, I'm wondering, could you tell us, how did you know Dale? And, let's start with that.
I have to think back. I think there's two distinct stories. First of all, the Calvins had a press out Sawmill Creek, and we were friends indirectly with one of the Calvin's children. So I remember seeing the press that was made for books when she would print her own books. And I told you later that when I was working at the Pioneer Home, she lived in the basement, and I saw her work around, and I would say, that's a beautiful painting. And people would say, that's not a painting. And when you look at a multicolor print on paper, in all intents and purposes, you would think that it was a painting. And when somebody told me that it was a woodblock print or a woodcut, you don't see wood, that you're not looking at wood. So when people would say that, I knew what those words meant, but they didn't translate to me. So I got the courage to walk downstairs into where her apartment was, and I knocked on her door and said, excuse me, I'm fascinated by your artwork, but I don't understand what they mean. Can you explain this to me? And she was cordial enough to invite me in, and I think that's how I started my relationship and friendship with her.
And this was when she was living in the Pioneer Home.
Yeah, I must have been in high school still. I want to say 17. I was probably around the age of 17, so right before I left high school. But yeah, she had an independent apartment in the Pioneer Home, so she kind of had her own space. And as I understand, I never saw it, but maybe a studio as well in the basement? Like, did she have an art?
Yeah, no, that when they, after she retired, she and Bob DeArmond came to Sitka and were living in an apartment in the Pioneer Home. And she had her press set up in the arts and crafts room, you know, the Pioneer Home arts and crafts room. And she was, and this is just part of her generosity as a, you know, as a teacher and a mentor. She had just an open studio for employees of the Pioneer Home. And then that gradually grew to invite anyone who was interested in learning wood engraving. So we had like a weekly little group, you know, and it was kind of funny, you know, in the Pioneer Home recreation room or the, you know, arts and crafts room. So you have glitter.
Is that, you're an artist also, Rebecca. Is that part of your story of becoming an artist at that time?
Yeah, it's because like I've always drawn, and I think everyone has some medium that fits, you know, like what they do, that it's... you know, that thing that's kind of like surfing, you know, that thing where it has a little bit of resistance and a little bit of control. And for Dale, it was woodcut, which she discovered in the 1960s. And for me, it was wood engraving. You know, that was just the right medium. And then Dale, as a teacher, had such a matter-of-fact attitude about art and making art. You know, it wasn't like a lot of times people in Alaska and people all over the place, you know, artists have this attitude where, oh, well, it has to be this or it has to be that, or this is art and this is not art. And she was completely open to, you know, like children's art or like what she called the awfuls. You know, like art that's so bad it's good. You know, just all about making things.
Yeah. I read a quote from her, and I'll be awful at quoting her, but my favorite thing that she ever I ever saw in text about her was that she said she always had these images in her mind that she would try and translate into a piece, and the reason she was fairly prolific was because she was never able to, like, translate what the image in her head was onto the piece of paper, so she kept trying, and I think that's what I admire about her.
Well, I think that's the essence of an artist, like, because I kind of think of there are artists, you know, people who just, you know, like, make things. And then there are, like, real artists. And I think the, like, she had the spirit of a real artist where you're always trying new things. You're always striving. And you're always exploring. And that's, I remember she said something like that. You're never satisfied with a picture, you know, because if you were, you would stop.
And I think what's exciting, and you'll see in this retrospective that we're showing tomorrow, is there's a broad range of work from when she first started until really the last part of her woodcut career when she then moved into wood engraving. So you'll see a large spectrum, and you can see the change and evolution in her work as you just sequentially kind of jump from year to year and see how things change. And and in the eras, too, what colors were popular. And you see a lot of avocado greens. It seems like she was very into the avocado green for a while, so... It'd be nice to, like, I want to lay everything out kind of sequentially so people can get a look at, like, what her early career and what the later part of her career looked like.
Yeah, this will be a really rare opportunity, too, because she wasn't, and I think that was some of why she was so free to, you know, explore in whatever direction she wanted to, was because she was never felt like, oh, I need to do another one like that one, you know, because my audience expects this or my gallery wants this. You know, she was always just making art. And so... like, this kind of a show is sort of a one-off.
Yeah.
I don't think in her own career either she ever set out, like, she didn't do shows of, like, a 40-year retrospective of her work. You know, it
felt like... Yeah, I think there might have been one in Juneau, at least. I mean, yeah, but very rare. I mean, she was working for...
Yeah.
So where is the show tomorrow, and how can people come, and what can they expect? A little bit more
this
about
what
you
should tell. I didn't grow up in SJ.
Oh yeah. So the show will be in the Yaw Art Center, which is so you know where Hames is, and there's that big parking lot, and then it's the building like right off of the parking lot. So it's a long, low. It's a one-story building, and it has, you know, like a kind of recessed porch. It's building from the 50s, I guess.
Okay.
And it'll be right in there. Yeah, tomorrow.
We're doing from 12 to 8 because there's so many things going on this weekend. We wanted to get a longer window for people to be able to come in and just spend some time looking when they were comfortable and not feel rushed. I think
everything is for sale?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow. And Derek, is this collection something that you're bringing to town? Or how did all these pieces get into one spot together?
Yeah, I just feel like at some point when I was working for Remenios, I'd buy pieces here and there. I'd put pieces away. And I've realized that over a large period of time, I've accumulated so many pieces. And I don't need that many. And at some point, I really had hoped an institution might step forward and say, and I think that's yet to be seen. I think a complete retrospective of her work needs to be done. I think there's been a long enough window of kind of silence after her passing that I'm hoping that by showing people what's out there, there's a resurgence of energy and a working knowledge, because it seems like I am sitting next to two Sitka girls who... we're now passing the torch to you. We're educating you on the people that we knew. There were so many quintessential people when I was growing up here. Louis Menard, Viola Bell doing copper tooling, Dale DeArmond. I mean, there just was so many people around that were inspirational to me. And so I hope by bringing these here, they stay here. They belong here. They're part of the infrastructure of Sitka. So when I look on the walls when I came into the studio, having never been up here, I see her work. And so it's making those connections and realizing that this is the best place for them. This is the best home for them. So I'm hoping that people are excited. And I can also get them excited and tell them more of my story. It's hard to do on a small radio show, but
yeah,
when everything is set up and you can have visual aids, it's going to be important. So.
That's really beautiful. Jarek, thank you for coming in and for making this happen. The event, the Dale DeArmid Art Show, is tomorrow at the Yaw Center from noon to 8 p.m. Jarek Hope Lang has been in. He's an art collector, and Rebecca Polson, an artist who both knew Dale when she was live in Sitka. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.